In Georgia, the jury is still deliberating the trial of three white men accused of murdering black jogger Ahmaud Arbery. The men say they were making a citizen's arrest because they'd heard about trespassing in the neighborhood. The prosecution points out they never told police that after cornering Arbery with their pickups and then shooting him when he appeared to try to fight them off. Alan Singer is a professor at Hofstra University. He says he can connect Arbery's death to a pattern of white vigilante arrests. He writes that citizen arrest laws date to 13th century Europe, but when they came to this land, they melded with arrests of fugitive slaves. Professor Singer, flesh that out for us.
What happens in slavery days is there are patrols that are established and militias that are established to keep enslaved Africans trapped. The fugitive slave laws in the United States, both in colonial days and in the early American nation, are based on this idea of citizens' arrest.
Yeah.
What you have in 1793 and in 1850, the federal government passes fugitive slave laws, which basically announce that any African American, free, slave, escape, whatever their condition, is subject to be stopped by vigilantes, and they then must prove their free status.
Right. Well, not only that, that blacks must be stopped, but whites are required to stop blacks and hold them until it can be determined that they're not escaped slaves.
Right.
This was law, as you say. Now, we've done reporting on this. This is how we came with our modern-day police force. It came out of these sort of militias that were tapped to find fugitive slaves. But you say, for instance, after the Civil War, these militias became Ku Klux Klan members. This idea of citizens' arrest led to a lot of our history.
After the Civil War, the former Confederate Army morphs into the Ku Klux Klan. And what we have is a reign of terror addressed at African Americans, now free, to keep them in a subservient position. One of the things that justifies this reign of terror is the idea of citizens' arrest, that somehow white vigilantes can stop, can arrest, can seize, can murder and lynch African Americans who they suspect of any kind of infraction.
Okay, I'm going to leap ahead. Georgia was the first state to formally codify its law, requiring any white person to hold on to a black person under suspicion that they were an escaped slave. We understand with minor adjustments that was still on the books. Now, we want to rush to say a year after Ahmaud Arbery was killed, Georgia did reform its citizens' arrest laws because of his death. But the Georgia law that was on the books when he was killed reads, a private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge. And the judge in this trial, in the Arbery trial, reaffirmed that there had to be direct knowledge. As you watch this trial unfold, you know, we're going to the legality of a citizen's arrest now. Are you hearing direct knowledge?
The governor, who is a Republican, conceded that the previous law was a Civil War era law ripe for abuse. The three defendants did not witness a crime. They had no business stopping Ahmaud Arbery. Essentially, what they did is they saw an African-American man jogging through a rural community, and they made the decision that that made him suspicious.
And we should say that the prosecutor pointed out that in their call to 911, when asked what their emergency was, the response was, there is a black man running down the road. That's what they cited as the emergency and the reason for calling the police. But you're saying that even under the old law, it requires that the offense be committed in the presence of the person making the citizen's arrest. And if the offense is a felony, then the person may arrest him. And we do know that there have been pictures that have surfaced of Ahmaud Arbery kind of casually walking through a construction site. Nothing was ever taken. That is not a felony.
No. And I think this is very, very important because the three defendants argue that while they were making a citizen's arrest, Ahmaud Arbery was murdered because they were engaged in self-defense. But it is Ahmaud Arbery who was engaged in self-defense.
What do you think overall should be the thinking about citizens' arrests?
Citizens' arrests leads to vigilantism. If people witness a crime, they should call the police. Now, I'm not saying that someone should not intercede if they see someone in danger. But the reality is every one of us is walking around in our pocket with a camera. There is no excuse to get involved in a citizen's arrest.
That's Alan Singer, professor and historian at Hofstra University. Professor Singer, thank you so much.
All right, very good. All right, bye-bye.